This week, Bitcoin surpasses silver as the second largest commodity ETF in the US. Texas grapples with unexpected sub-zero temperatures, halting Bitcoin mining operations, and payment provider Stripe says no to Bitcoin mining. Before we kick off, please remember to hit that subscribe button wherever you are watching or listening. Okay, let's dive into the stories from the week. We kick off in Davos, of all places, where the president of Argentina, Javier Milei, marked his first overseas appearance with a hard-hitting speech addressing the World Economic Forum, finishing his speech with this statement: "The state is not the solution. The state is the problem itself. You are the true protagonist of this story. Long live freedom, damn it." I quite like that he ended with "damn it" here, but it does make me wonder if he had written that on his piece of paper or if he was just freeballing. I guess we'll never know. Surprisingly, this was actually met with a warm applause by the audience. Next, we're talking about Stripe, which is a major financial service and software company. This week, they deplatformed Bitsaga, which is a Bitcoin consultancy. The decision was made due to Bitsaga's sale of Bitcoin mining hardware on their shop, which goes against Stripe's terms of service. Bitsaga refused to take these down, which has ultimately resulted in Stripe taking away the ability to use their platform. This was a really interesting one, as many companies and institutions are now starting to acknowledge the narrative shift for Bitcoin when it comes to the environmental impact. Maybe we will see Stripe slowly change these terms of service in the future. Okay, on the podcast this week, I was joined by James Priday, a qualified investment and independent financial advisor, and also the founder of P1 Investments, which have over $1.5 billion of assets under management. Bitcoin ETFs are such a complex subject, so we wanted to break it down and simplify it for just your average person. This is why I invited James to come on and look at all of this. Like, what is a Bitcoin ETF? And what even is an ETF? So that can all be found on our podcast or our YouTube channel. Moving over to Texas now, where they are grappling with unexpected sub-zero temperatures, a bit like here in the UK, which caused the state's Bitcoin mining operations to shut down due to high energy demand from the state. This has freed up much needed energy capacity, which also led to a sharp drop in the global Bitcoin hash rate, which plummeted 25%. But this scenario underscores the intricate and symbiotic relationship between Bitcoin mining and local energy grids. Miners are compensated for reducing energy at times like this in the form of energy credits. But if you want to dive into this really fascinating and very innovative way of running an energy grid, then I've put a link to a quick 5-minute explainer in our newsletter that goes into how all of this works. And you can find a link to our newsletter in the description below. And on this note, if you want to get these stories faster and have all the links to dive deeper, just have them easily accessible, then please subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. Next, we move on to the Scrooge of Bitcoin, JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, as he took another opportunity to publicly air his criticism about Bitcoin, calling it the pet rock and hyped up fraud. But here comes the best bit. JP Morgan are actually a lead authorized participant for BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF. Now, I have no clue what the intricacies of what this actually means. So here is a definition. An authorized participant is an organization that has the right to create and redeem shares of an ETF. They provide a large portion of liquidity in the ETF market by obtaining the underlying assets required to create the shares of an ETF. So basically, from my understanding, lead authorized participants play a critical role for balancing ETF liquidity. I feel like this is a prime example of the saying, watch what they do, not what they say. Speaking of Bitcoin ETFs, Bitcoin has surpassed silver to become the second largest single commodity ETF in the US by assets under management. This is a significant milestone. Let's put these figures into perspective. Silver, which was previously holding the second position, is now in third spot, obviously, with an impressive assets under management of around about 11.5 billion spread across five different ETFs. However, the spotlight has now shifted onto Bitcoin. Spot Bitcoin ETFs have skyrocketed with over $28 billion. And here comes the surprising part. This happened in less than a week after going live. While gold still holds the throne with a combined assets under management of $96.3 billion, and that is spread over 19 ETFs, Bitcoin's rapid ascent is something investors just can't ignore now. I want to make clear that this is not Bitcoin flipping silver in terms of the market cap, but it may be a signal for the future because at current market values, Bitcoin is well over halfway to doing just this. With silver sitting at $1.28 trillion and Bitcoin at $810 billion. It's not too far away. That's all from us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please don't forget to subscribe to the channel and click the link below to our newsletter and get all of this information.